Streaming on the internet at kvps.am. This is KVPS Portland.
Good morning. The time is 11:02, and I'm Sydney reporting live in the KVPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025. The Lollapalooza Music Festival kicks off today in Chicago. Here's everything you need to know about who's playing tonight and how you can watch the event right from your own home. Tonight, rapper Tyler, the Creator and country musician Luke Combs will be headlining the festival. This comes right after Tyler released his surprise album, Don't Tap the Glass, last week, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart with 1,970,000 units sold in the first week. Other notable acts are the That's So True pop star, Gracie Abrams, the up-and-coming Role Model, and Alex Warren, who currently has the number one song in the country with Ordinary. However, I'm more excited to see sets from some more underrated acts, like the ethereal duo of Magdalena Bay and the experimental and EDM sounds of Two Hollis. If any of these caught your attention, Lollapalooza will be streaming live on Hulu throughout the festival's four-day run, and trust me, I'll be watching. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is releasing her memoir, 107 Days, a behind-the-scenes glimpse at the shortest presidential campaign in modern history. From AP, the book's title, 107 Days, represents the length of Harris's abbreviated campaign during the 2024 presidential election. This comes after yesterday's announcement that Harris would not be running in the 2026 midterm election for California State Governor. 107 Days is set for release Tuesday, September 23rd. I'll have to read that one. I'm really curious what was going on over there. But for it's almost New Music Friday, or more like New Music Late Thursday for us on the West Coast. If you didn't know, over the years, Friday midnight Eastern Time releases have become the standard for releasing new music in the streaming era. There's actually a long history relating to this very topic, but that's for another day. I don't want to bore you. What matters is the music, and there's some great releases that I'll be keeping a close eye on. For singles, the Hot to Go and Good Luck Babe megastar Chappell Roan is releasing her new single, The Subway, tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, a whole 4 hours early compared to most releases tonight. And from the live performances and snippets, this one's special. If Chappell Roan were Stevie Nicks, this one would be your Silver Springs. Pure yearning and agony over losing the one you once loved. This will be a generational song, I predict, and I think it's going to do very well on the charts over the coming weeks. I mean, you heard it here first before anyone else. You know, I feel like this one's going to get overplayed. If I'm wrong, you know, you'll see. My standout record release tonight has to be Bite Me by Renee Rapp. You might have caught Renee in last year's adaptation of the Mean Girls musical, which is an adaptation of the musical Mean Girls, which Renee also starred in for a short time, which is an adaptation of the film Mean Girls. Okay, I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but Renee played the role of Regina George, and man, she was a standout. From her acting to her vocal performances in songs like World Burn, she was my favorite part of the film. She later got a hit off the Mean Girls soundtrack, Not My Fault, with rapper Megan Thee Stallion, whilst gaining notoriety for her 2023 debut record, Snow Angel, which I enjoyed lyrically but sonically thought was a smidge generic. Now Renee is releasing her second studio album, Bite Me, which is already taking steps to address and rectify my issues with Snow Angel with the three pre-release singles. The 2000s-esque Leave Me Alone serves as the opener and the lead single for the record. The song is confident, campy, and meta, commenting on a certain HBO original which she starred in that I can't say the name of on air. I mean, if you know... You know, the second single, Mad, has this infectious chorus that I haven't been able to get out of my mind since I first heard it. It's simple, yet fun, with lyrics describing one of Renee's failed romances. Finally, is the slower-paced ballad, Why Is She Still Here? This is my least favorite. Renee's vocal performance is great, but the short length and basic production do hold the track back. I do see potential for this one live, though, and speaking of live, Renee Rapp will be headlining a show in Portland at the Theater of Clouds Monday, October 13th, with opener Sid. If you're interested, you're in luck. Seats are still available online. If you're looking for a cool sweet treat on this hot summer day, look no further because today is Dairy Queen's very own Miracle Treat Day. Dairy Queen's website says that for every Blizzard treat purchased at a participating location, $1 or more will go to the local children's hospitals through Children's Miracle Network Hospitals Program. Donations like these help hospitals provide essential care and services for kids in need. So if you're interested, it's looking like the majority of the Dairy Queens in Portland metro area based off the website, they're going to be participating in this promotion, and boy, I'm seriously considering stopping by. I could use myself a mint chocolate chip Blizzard right about now. It's the best ice cream flavor, no doubt. If anyone tells you otherwise, they're just flat out wrong. But this has been Summer Sound News on KVPS. I'm Sydney. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Some high school students consider the requirement to study a foreign language just one more class to get through in order to graduate. But did you know that the ability to speak another language can help you land a job? More and more businesses are realizing that an employee who can speak another language is a great asset to the company, and they are willing to pay good money for that skill. For more than 380,000 people in Oregon, English is not their main language. Businesses from banks to hospitals to law enforcement and many others need employees who can serve this population. For more information on these and other career services, go to the web at qualityinfo.org. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Portland weather.
It's looking like the forecast for today is still sunny with a high of 81 degrees. Tonight, we have partly cloudy skies with an overnight low of 58 degrees. Tomorrow, it's mostly sunny with a high of 82 degrees. Make sure to stay cool, get some sunscreen on. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 68 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 71 degrees in Hillsboro. And it's currently mostly cloudy and 66 degrees in the Rose City. Up next is someone we just interviewed live on AM 1450 KBPS of Summer Sound Program, Gus Jeffers. If you'd like to take a listen, go to AM 1450. Go to kbps.am, click on the Summer Sound tab. This is Gus Jeffers' effort. Listen, take a listen. He's pretty good. Here's a little taste of Gus Jeffers.